There be peace and love and perfection throughout all creation. Oh God, may there be peace and love and perfection.
You are now tuned into The Remedy with Mr. Goodbar.
Yo, what up, though? This is Zoe, and you're listening to The Remedy with Mr. Goodbar on KPFT 90.1 FM.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and you're listening to The Remedy with Mr. Goodbar on KPFT.
This is Secret Rendezvous,
and you're now listening to The Remedy
with Mr. Goodbar on KPFT 90.1 FM.
What up, y'all? This is Romero Mosley, and you're listening to The Remedy with Mr. Goodbar on KPFT 90.1 FM.
Yo, 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 check it out. All the way live from the 919. This is Fonte, Fontigolo, Nutigolo, Nutigolo, Nutigolo. And you're checking out the sounds of my brother, Mr. Goodbar, on The Remedy, 90.1 KPFT. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This is The Remedy on your KPFT 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the wonderful city of Houston. And you know we got to make noise for the city one time. Yes, yes. Happy Saturday. Hey. Whole world, what's up? H-Town, what's up? Word up. Catch us worldwide, kpft.org/listen under the HD2 link, or you can do a search for KPFT on the TuneIn app, select the HD2 channel, and you will have your Remedy with your guy, Mr. Goodbar, every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. You can also catch us 89.5 FM in Galveston and 89.7 FM in Huntsville. Happy Saturday. What's happening, world? What's going on? What a wonderful Saturday it is, man. I hope you guys had an amazing week. I hope this weekend has been fruitful and fun. I'm personally excited because it's All-Star Weekend, and y'all know how much how much of an NBA fan I am. So I'm loving all of this. So I'm here, but I'm also watching the Saturday festivities. I'm really looking forward to the dunk contest and also to Steph Curry versus Sabrina. That's going to be dope. In my mind, I'm going for Sabrina, but I kind of want Steph to win. That's going to be pretty dope. So, y'all know how much I love basketball. So, that's what I'm excited about today. And I'm also excited about some music that we're going to play today. And we got some things we got to talk about, as usual. So much is going on that we got to discuss. But, yeah, we definitely want to make sure that you are connected to me on everything social media related, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It is all The Remedy Radio. You can also hit me up on the website, MrGoodbar.com. Everything related to myself and The Remedy is there. I want to shout out to all the small business owners that I've met. I'm going to get all the names, and I'm going to actually promote them on the show because I really want to see them thrive. They've really, really been helpful for a lot of the things that I'm doing business-wise and, you know, outside of being in the radio station. So it's a lot of people really getting to it and getting to their business and really being productive and really being great entrepreneurs. And I just love that entrepreneurial spirit. So shout out to you. If you are an entrepreneur, keep going, keep doing what you're doing. If you got something that you think I need, like some merch or whatever, just hit me up, man. I know what it is. I love merch. So please shoot it over to the kid and I'll definitely shout you out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how to hit me up. But listen, man, we got a lot of great music to go get into today. I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm feeling wildly nostalgic. So we're going to go back. We're going to go back about 30, 40 years and play some jams. You know what I'm saying? Some jams our folks was messing with. Some jams that take me back to elementary school or so. So y'all just ride with me on this time machine. We're going to Quantum Leap. Shout out to Quantum Leap Radio. This is your Remedy on your KPFT 90.1 FM. Let's go.
I'm on my way to steal your love. Come on, girl, gotta have me some.
Still your heart away.
I wanna talk to you.
Surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
And I like it.
She's great.
Just the way she is.
Strange.
Walking down the avenue.
She's strange.
Always doing something new. She's the kind of person everybody knows. From head to toe.
She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stones and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
And I like it. I like it.
In room 1, 2, 3, she's elusive, you see, like the Invisible Man in drag. And when you come to meet her, you'll never agree, or she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's strange.
And I like it.
And I like it.
She's strange.
Just the way she is.
Strange. Walking down the avenue.
I like the way she does everything.
What up, Houston? This is Lenore, and you are listening to The Remedy Radio Show with Mr. Goodbar.
This is Zoe, and you're listening to The Remedy with Mr. Goodbar on KPFT 90.1 FM.
Planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I to swimming. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Oh, my love. Never too much. Woke up today, looked at your picture just to get me started. I called you up, but you weren't there, and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up and to my surprise there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way and yet this is only the beginning. Oh my love.
Hey, this is The Remedy on your KPFT 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the wonderful city of Houston. Catches worldwide, kpft.org/listen under the HD2 link. You can also catch us 89.5 FM in Galveston and 89.7 FM in Huntsville. Let's talk about what we played on this first set of your Remedy. Listen, I told y'all we was going to go back. Like, I was feeling some sort of way today. And I'm just like, yo, we're just going to do it all the way through. We're just going to go into it. We're going to go into the 80s and just rock some jams. That's what we're going to do. So we started it off with 1981 Slave. The song is called Steal Your Heart. Man, I love Slave, man. That is incredible, man. They're just so funky. I love them. After that, 1980 The Gap Man. The song is called Humpin'. Shout out to Uncle Charlie. After that, 1984 Cameo. The song is called She's Strange. I would love to know the inspiration for that song. Like, who did they run across? And they was like, you know what? I'm going to write this song about her. After that, 1983, Cheryl Lynn. The song is called Encore. Y'all know Encore has been running TikTok. before Universal took all the music down. But yeah, shout out to Cheryl Lynn. Rumor has it she's supposed to be doing a Tiny Desk. I'm all the way in for that. All the way in. After that, 1981 Luther Vandross. The song is called Never Too Much. The classic jam. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, what else do we got to say about this? It's nothing to be said. It's Luther. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have even said Luther Vandross. After that, 1980, Stephanie Mills. The song is called Sweet Sensation. After that, we jumped into 1980, Jermaine Jackson. The song is called Let's Get Serious. Y'all be sleeping on Jermaine. Jermaine got some jams. Y'all be sleeping on Jermaine. I know who it is. I know it's Mike and then it's Janet. I know. And the weird inspiration for that, I played the Jermaine Jackson song because I saw the Centipede video by Reeve Jackson earlier today. And I just went down the rabbit hole. I think that's what started this whole thing today. Reeve Jackson. So y'all have her to thank. And then we closed the set out. 1981 Junior. The song is called Mama Used to Say. Man, that song is kind of representative of a lot of things with music that I like, because it's the jam for sure. But then I didn't realize until I got older that the lyrics really made sense about a lot of things. It was a lot of jewels being dropped. So yeah, I mean, that's the type of music that we grew up on, that we like, and that we still like to jam to. You know what I'm saying? This is straight up picnic, clean the house, family gathering music. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. So that's where we was going with that today. Speaking of family gatherings, we gotta continue this conversation about the one and only Mr. Usher Raymond, who is set out to have probably the most amazing 2024 out of everybody. So of course, Super Bowl happened, and what I have been enjoying the most about the Super Bowl is all of the social media content of people watching Usher. Like, people will be in a room and they'll cut their phone out and they'll, you know, record people, the reactions to people watching Usher. And it has been really, truly joyful to watch. I mean, to watch how people responded and took off their cool and just danced and enjoyed and loved on it. It was just so dope. That was something I've been enjoying on TikTok. If you guys see that, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's just wonderful to see everybody just feeling that project, like feeling that. Not project, feeling that performance the way that they've been feeling. I loved everything about it. So yeah, after that, you know, we have that with Usher. Then he got, I believe, a Phoenix Award from the city of Atlanta, which is kind of like, I believe it's like their version of the Key to the City. So he got that. That's really dope. So shout out to him for that and congratulations. And then of course, you know, the tour, Past, Present, and Future tour, and he had Houston. He was on our junk list. We was after him because he didn't have no dates for Houston. Well, you ask for what you want and you get it. So it looks like Usher will be in Houston right after Thanksgiving, or right on Thanksgiving. I don't know if these dates fall on Thanksgiving Day, but he'll be here for 3 dates. How about that? You asked for one, you got 3. November the 27th, November the 29th, and November the 30th. So get your tickets, H-Town. You want to see Usher Raymond in person, he will be in the city, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the year. He'll be closing the year out with us, you know what I'm saying? By that time, everything will be fine-tuned, and you know what I'm saying? It'll be dope by then. So don't worry, it's going to be fire. So shout out to Usher. What an amazing 2024 already. He's starting this year off perfect, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get no better than that, you know what I mean? And I do have to say, he was wilding for what he did with Alicia Keys. He was wilding. But it's Usher. Like, y'all know, y'all know how Usher get down. Like, he literally said, don't leave your girl around me. He literally said that. But no, all jokes aside, I'm pretty sure they were just performing. I think people are showing their insecurity. I think they were being a little extra. Because shout out to Usher. As soon as he got off stage at the Super Bowl, left and went and got married to his fiance. I cannot say her name, so I'm not gonna try to butcher it, but now she's Mrs. Raymond, so let's just say that. So congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Raymond, the entire Raymond family. What an amazing Black History Month they are having. So I hope, you know, just wish them the best, man. It's great to see him getting his flowers, you know what I'm saying? So listen, we're just gonna get back to this music. We got some more jams we gotta run. So let's not waste another second. This is your Remedy on your KPFT 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the wonderful city of Houston. Let's just get back to these joints. Let's go.
Yo, yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your girl, the one and only Lyric Jones. And right now, you're tuned into The Remedy with my guy, Mr. Good Bar, right here on KPFT 90.1 FM. Peace.
Thank you. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, yes, it's
You are now tuned into The Remedy with Mr. Goodbar.
We'll be right back.
Hey, that's my jam. This is the Remedy on your KPFT 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the wonderful city of Houston. Catches worldwide, kpft.org/listen under the HD2 link. We have been jamming, yo. I have. I hope you have been too. Let's talk about what we played, the second set of your Remedy. We started it off with 1979 Instant Funk. The song is called Got My Mind Made Up. You can get it, girl. You can get it, girl. I'm telling you right there off the rip, you can get it. After that, 1982 Fonda Rae. The song is called Over Like a Fat Rat. Yo, what was our parents on back then, man? Like, we was the slang they was on. Like, what was they on, man? Over Like a Fat Rat was a real popular term in 1982. And not because of the song. It was already there. Like, what y'all was talking about back then? Y'all was wilding. After that, 1979 First Choice. The song is called Love Thing. I love that song. That's just one of my go-tos. After that, 1981, The Jones Girls. The song is called Nights Over Egypt. What a beautiful, beautiful song. If you saw The Book of Clarence, they played that in The Book of Clarence, and it was such a dope scene. And real quick sidebar about that, people were complaining, why are they playing a song like that during the time that Jesus walked around? That music wasn't relevant. Well, let's think about it. The music that they play in those movies like the Bible and Moses and the Ten Commandments and all of that was classical music. That stuff wasn't around during the biblical days. They just put that in there. You know what I'm saying? So I think we have freedom to put our music in there too. Look, we're gonna be free creatives here. That's what we're about to do. You know what I'm saying? So let me just say that right there. And the scene that it was in was so appropriate and so dope. You got to go see The Book of Clarence if you haven't. After that, we jumped into 1980 Slave. Y'all know I told y'all I love Slave. We got into the classic Watching You. After that, 1979 Cool in the Gang. The song is called Ladies Night. I played that for Michael Jackson. May he rest in peace. Because I will never, he has completely changed my perspective on that song. Not that I never liked it before, but when I saw that clip of Kool and the Gang performing that at an award show, and Michael Jackson was in the front row singing every word and jamming to it. When Michael liked a song, everybody got to like the song. So now I like it a different way. So rest in peace to Michael Jackson. Shout out to him. Shout out to Kool and the Gang. After that, 1983 Shalamar. The song is called Over and Over. I've always been really, really, really big on Shalamar. I like the original version. You know what I'm saying? Jody Watley. Howard Hewlett, I think that's his name. And then I forgot the third band member's name. I just know that he taught Michael Jackson how to do the moonwalk. But anyway, yeah, that's the original version of Shalamar. That's who I like. So, I really love their music. After that, Roberta Flack and Donnie Hathaway, 1980, back together again. That's a jam. Such a jam. And then we close it out with the jam of all jams, 1979, Tom Brown. The song is called Funkin' for Jamaica. That is just, that's a go up every time you hear it. You know what I'm saying? Such a go up every time you hear it. Real quick, I got to give some shout out. Shout out to Terrace Martin. He dropped a project called Her Thoughts. It's an instrumental. And he's playing instrumental covers of popular music by some of our favorite R&B ladies. So take a listen. Please go check that out. Please go support Terrace Martin. I told y'all last year how heavy and how busy he got in 2023. Looks like he's starting out. It's the first quarter. He already dropped a new project. The first quarter is not even over yet. So I'm anticipating more. You know what I mean? So it's a dope listen. Please go support that. Please go check that out. And then, of course, shout out Sonny Miles. He dropped a Gamma album recently. He played on that. We've been playing When You Need, which is on that album as well. We've been playing that all of last year. So we're definitely going to be running that Sonny Miles project into the ground. Shout out to Sonny Miles. That project is highly anticipated. I've been I had a couple of his earlier music, and I really like it. He has a Christmas joint that's really fire. So I'm really looking forward to sharing the rest of Gamma with you all as we go through the rest of this year. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Sonny Miles. Shout out to Terrace Martin. I'm hoping 2024 is fruitful for music like it was last year. You know what I'm saying? So speaking of music, let's just get right back to the jams. This is your Remedy on your KPFT 90.1 FM. Let's go.
Love me.
What up, y'all? This is Romero Mosley, and you're listening to The Remedy with Mr. Goodbar on KPFT 90.1 FM. Yeah.
Thank you. So get down. When you're moving, when you're grooving, when you're really got your body, all that shaking, you're not faking. So move your body right down to the ground.
Moonlight,
yeah.
Good times, boogie.
You just
got the
sunshine, moonlight,
yeah,
good times, boogie.
You just got the
sunshine,
yeah,
moonlight, good times,
good times,
boogie.
Don't you blame it.
You are now tuned into the room with Mr. Goodbar.
Ooh.
Hey, that man said she's a bad son of a gun. This is your Remedy on your KPRT 90.1 FM broadcasting live from the wonderful city of Houston. Catch us worldwide, kpft.org/listen under the HD2 link. You can also catch us 89.5 FM in Galveston and 89.7 FM in Huntsville. Let's talk about what we played this last set of your Remedy. I'm never going to get over the slang that our elders and our uncles and mothers and fathers were using in the 80s. They were wilding, yo. Let's talk about what we played. We started to set off 1984 One Way. The song is called You Get the Best From Me. Say, 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 say. Why would I not play that? She's shouting me out. Like, I should have started the song the way she really started. Alicia Myers was singing my name to death. So, yeah, of course I'm gonna play a song shouting Mr. Goodbar. Like, come on. After that, we jumped into 1981 Central Line. The song is called Walking Into Sunshine. I've always loved that song. I love how LL Cool J flipped it on that remix of Jingling Baby. Well, Marley Marl, really. So, yeah, I've always loved that Central Line song. After that, 1979 Inner Life. The song is called I'm Caught Up. I tried to stay in the 80s. I figure 79 is close enough. So, yeah, that's a dope joint. After that, I completely disregarded my 80s theme and went into 1977 The Elements, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The song is called Beju. It's an interlude from their project. After that, 1981 Change. The song is called Heaven of My Life. Such a beautiful sound. Like, imagine telling somebody that they're the heaven of your life. That is beautiful. They don't title songs like that anymore. After that, 1981 The Time. The song is called Get It Up. Now think about it. The transition between telling someone that they're the heaven of your life and then right after that telling them, hey, you need to get it up. Oh, I'm wilding over here. Shout out to Morris Day and The Time. After that, 1982 Raw Silk. The song is called Do It To The Music. Man, that song is dope. I love it to death. After that, 1981 Quincy Jones. The song is called Bet You Wouldn't Hurt Me, featuring Patty Austin from the Dude album. The Dude album is just a beautiful, beautiful project. Like, I think that's an apex. I look at that like how we look at The Chronic and hip hop. I look at The Dude like that for like R&B and soul. That is just a beautiful, beautiful album, like sonically, and you know the way it's written, it's just gorgeous. It's a gorgeous album. After that, 1978 Jackson's Blame It on the Boogie. If you didn't feel good before, you have got to feel better now when you hear Blame It on the Boogie. You know what I mean? And then we close the set out in 1984, The Temptations, Treat Her Like a Lady. Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis. I'm the one selling all the records. I'm going to watch The Temptations movie again. I got to do that. If you have kids and they haven't seen The Temptations movie, I think we need to step it up. You know what I'm saying? We got to introduce them to how dope Paul was in that movie. Yeah, I'm going to run it back. I'm definitely going to run it back. Real quick, shout out to The Roots, man. This Monday on February 19th, The Roots Picnic lineup will be announced. So I am very interested to hear who is going to be on The Roots Picnic. How they going to top it off, you know what I'm saying? And am I going to try to go again? We don't know. The world may never know. But yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that announcement on Monday. Yeah, I got another quick shout out. Shout out to Beyonce. Now, admittedly, I initially thought she was wilding for kind of stepping on Usher's day and releasing her single on Super Bowl Sunday. But it's excellent marketing. She had a dope commercial, so it was only right she released music. Now, admittedly, I'm not a country person. So when I listened to Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, Texas Hold'em was okay. 16 Carriages, I really liked. I thought that's a really dope song. So I want y'all to know, I'm not a country dude, so I'm not going to sit here in front when the album come out that I'm just going to be rocking a whole bunch of country joints. That's just not me. I'm going to keep true to the form of what The Remedy does. However, if she has a dope joint that fits the format, I'm going to play it. Like, she does have Raphael Sadiq producing some stuff. I mean, that's saying a lot. So shout out to Beyonce. Shout out to her. She's never taking her foot off anybody's necks. And she won all our money. I can't take it no more. This is your Remedy on your KPFT 90.1 FM. Let's get back to these jams.
Everybody get up. this way, baby. I'm focused in on you and your sexy smile. Turn up the tone, babe, love. Blend into the light. I'd like to do you perfectly right. And I want to smack
goodbye. time. Rolling Stars.
Desire is to have myself some fun. I've
What up, though? This is Ray Louise, and you are now tuned in to The Remedy with Mr. Good Bar on KPFT 90.1 FM.
That's right, pleased to meet you.
This is The Remedy on your KPFT 90.1 FM broadcasting live from the wonderful city of Houston. Catch us worldwide, kpft.org/listen under the HD2 link. Let's talk about what we played on the way out for your Saturday. Oh, the go-up was for real. The go-up was for real. Let's talk about why we started it off. 1980, Tina Marie. The song is called Square Biz. Oh, yo, I know your aunties and your mama was losing it in the party back in the day. When that dropped, y'all know what it was. The floor was bouncing when that dropped. Y'all know what time it was. You know what I'm saying? After that 1981 Slave, the song is called Snapshot. Shout out to my brother Soul One. DJ Soul One loves that song. So every time I play it and I hear it, I think about him because he loves that joint. After that, 1982 Patrice Rushen. The song is called Forget Me Nots. I love that song. And I've always loved it. Sidebar real quick. This is the weird nerdy me. I always think of, when I hear this song, I always think about that scene in the movie Big with Tom Hanks when he's playing a, you know, grown man with, you know, a little kid as a grown man, and then jumping on a trampoline in the middle of a tall apartment. It was crazy. It was hot. It was fire. That's the song that always takes me back to that. After that, 1982. 1982, Howard Johnson. The song is called So Fine. I don't know where Mr. Howard Johnson is right now, but that song was always fire, man. Always fire. My uncle loved that joint. After that, 1981, Evelyn Champagne King. The song is called I'm In Love. My older cousin Dorothy was spinning this so much. I have this ingrained in my brain. I love this song to death. After that, 1981, Unlimited Touch. The song is called Searching to Find the One. I love that joint. I ain't played nothing I don't love, including 1981 Billy Ocean Nights. One of them nights, Feel Like Getting Down, man. Again, the party go crazy when that came on. Y'all know y'all aunties and y'all moms was losing it when that joint dropped. Again, back to my love for Shalimar. 1980 Shalimar, the song is called Make That Move. Then we went back to one of my favorite joints, 1982 Vanity Six. The song is called Nasty Girl. Listen, man, listen. The way I love that song. And we closed the set out. 1980, Lolita Holloway. The song is called Love Sensation. Listen, I have had an amazing time playing these classics for y'all. these R&B soul hits that I just have been playing in my personal listening, and just decided to put together a couple of hours of some of these jams for y'all, so y'all can just kind of reminisce and go back, and maybe, you know, have your, you know, the elder statesman in your family ask you what you know about that. You know what I mean? Like, these are feel good songs. It's a feel good type of weekend. I hope this helped you. I hope this made you feel good. I hope it didn't, you know, I hope it took you back to a great place. And I hope it, you know, it just made you happy and lifted your spirits. That's what it did for me. I hope it does it for you. These are my flowers for y'all. I didn't get y'all anything for Valentine's Day, so this is it. I hope these flowers of music really brighten your spirit, brighten your day. And we'll get back to the current jams next week. We just wanted to go back and show honor and respect to the to our predecessors in this culture. And for people who put it down for what soul and R&B music is, it feels good to revisit these things. You know what I'm saying? We got to do that sometimes. So listen, please make sure you stay connected to The Remedy on all streaming services: Mixcloud, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spotify, everywhere you stream your podcasts and your music. Please make sure you subscribe and rate and share The Remedy with your friends and your loved ones, even your enemies. And of course, make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It is All The Remedy Radio. And of course, hit me up, MrGoodBar.com. Everything regarding myself and The Remedy is there. Listen, guys, I really hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Please stay safe. Take care of yourselves and each other. Do remember, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. And as we get out of here, we wish you peace and love. Peace, family.